This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that. It's just minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Damon Day with you on this Tuesday, April the 7th. Glad to have you along with us as we have got the Women's National Championship game tonight. Your Notre Dame Fighting Irish, a 17-point underdog to Connecticut in the national title game.
Yeah, we've kind of talked about it previously. UConn has done nothing for the women's basketball game, and tonight it'll be probably not even, you know, some family members from each school will probably, you know, maybe flip it on for the introductory and whatnot. But, you know, unfortunately, UConn has – I just think that UConn is just too good, and, you know, I just – it's not going to be a game. I mean, you can say what you want. And Oriyama, I saw him today talking about how when you wake up in the morning, you never, you know, it's not going to happen. And no one's going to tune in to watch it. And that's an unfortunate thing.
888-4-5-5.
But I will say this. I'm just going to say it. All is right in the world.
888-455-3776. You can email the Debt Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. And you can always tweet us at ESPN1460-1550.
All is right in the world.
Because Kentucky lost or because Duke won last night as
no,
well?
No, because Kentucky lost. I mean, unfortunately, for Wisconsin, you know, I equate it to the miracle on ice. It's kind of one of those things that they forgot to beat Sweden. You know, they upset the Russians, but they did finish it off. Now, unfortunately for Wisconsin, they didn't finish it off. You know, taking down Goliath was great, but they didn't seal the deal and they didn't finish it when they needed to. And I think that's something that you're going to look back on. And when you look at Duke's championship, it's going to kind of be like, okay. But I think Wisconsin, if they could have pulled it off last night, then that's something that you were going to talk about. But they just didn't quite seal the deal on it and that type of thing. But, man, was it, I didn't get to talk about it yesterday, but, God, was it awesome to see Kentucky lose.
We're going to get all into that here momentarily. Coming up on the show today, a little Hastings College heavy because spring practice starts today for Hastings College. We'll talk about that with head coach Tony Harper, not only about the team, but about the late start and kind of finish spring practice, really, when classes are wrapping up, which is unusual. But we'll talk to the coach about that. Hastings College, 1 hour ago, introduced their new head women's basketball coach, and she will be joining us coming up in our next segment. And we know a lot about her. I got a chance to cover her in high school. She played for the Huskers, and she is coming back from University of Dallas women's basketball program, and that is Gina Johansson, named the new women's basketball coach at Hastings College. And of course, a ton of people recognize her name. She's been at the University of Dallas since 2010, led her team to a school record 63 wins, and produced the program's most winning seasons. Eight of her players have earned postseason honors, including two with Newcomer of the Year awards. She's also served as the senior women administrator for the University of Dallas since 2013. A three-year starter for the Huskers, she had held assistant coaching positions at Augustana and Southwest Minnesota State before heading on down there to Dallas. So the new women's basketball coach at Hastings College, Gina Johansson, and she'll be joining us. We have got a chance to give away some Nebraska spring game tickets a little bit later on in the show today, and we will look at our Bud Light bracket winner on this National Beer Day? I have no idea. Sometimes that stuff just comes up. But I guess it's National Beer Day. National Beer Day should be like on Super Bowl Sunday or the championship or the World Series. With all due respect
not
to the women's game tonight, and Major League Baseball opened yesterday. But kind of a dreary day. Maybe we should knock back a couple. Just in honor. I mean, I don't normally would like to do that, but maybe today.
We have practice.
Well, practice doesn't last all day. And you'll be thirsty after
Tuesday's
practice.
Big day for us. We got soccer and softball. We're jam-packed full.
It's a busy day.
Busy day in the day house.
But, hey, you have to be fired up about, the Basketball Hall of Fame came out yesterday, and John Calipari is one of the members.
Yeah, and I think that just goes to show you that Hall of Fame means nothing. I mean, they've ruined all their credibility, and, you know, now there's a bunch of other Hall of Famers that are sitting there really saying
to
themselves.
Who else do you hate? Who else fits into John Calipari mode?
John Elway.
Oh, my God. But that's for different reasons.
That's for different reasons.
And you're bitter because your Indians got beat by the Houston Astros yesterday.
Well, no, that was a great pitching performance by both guys. I mean,
you lost.
Yeah, we did. I mean,
to Houston.
We're not going
the worst team in
baseball.
We're
not going 0-162. No, I think Houston's going to be much improved this
year.
Like
the Cubs?
I really do.
Cubs
are not going to go 100-0-162, but no, I do hate John Calipari. I do think that everybody who's now associated with that Hall of Fame feels a little dirtier this morning when they woke up type of thing. But it just goes to show you that that's what makes America great is you can be a crook and still be celebrated for it. So
a lot of talk about officiating, and I think cool is not the word, but I think the interesting position here from almost every national talk show, whether it's ESPN, radio, television, what you're reading in the newspaper, what you're reading in newspaper columns, blogs, just what's out there, is that many people for the first time are talking about how insanely difficult it is to be an official right now, officiating the college basketball games specifically, and how they continue to say, you know, they continue to blow calls, but I can't imagine how anybody could ref the game the way it is these days. And we didn't get into the deep double bonus in the first 8 minutes of the Kentucky-Wisconsin game or the game last night. But obviously there's a tip ball here, a tip ball there. There are Kentucky, I don't know, fans, but we mentioned this yesterday when Jimmy Langan was in here. We talked about the people that are upset were the ones that had a rooting interest in Kentucky financially, whether you bet on them, whether you had them in a futures, whether you had them in your bracket. And then I think you're getting a little bit of the same last night where a couple calls went against Wisconsin. I thought it was a pretty darn good basketball game. Both teams missed enough shots. I mean, it's 68-63. It easily could have been 78-73 or more. I mean, there are a lot of missed shots in that basketball game. Some of them early, maybe because it's the national championship. But here's what I'll say, and this will be different than what I heard most of the morning. I still think Wisconsin is the better basketball team. If they played 10 times, Wisconsin wins the series. A lot of credit goes to Mike Krzyzewski because he's going to get all the coaching nods here because they won the basketball game. They won the ball game by 5 points. You play this 10 times, it's 6-4, 7-3 Wisconsin, my opinion.
No, I don't know who wins over a 10-game series. I think that, unfortunately, you know, I think the officiating the game is difficult. It's tough to be an official. But I think at that level, I think the thing that the coaches and the players and just kind of everybody in general are about is I think that the officiating has become, you know, sometimes the officials' egos, they almost feel like that they're part of the show now. You know, it's the rushing in. It's the over exuberant calls. It's the, you know, the I'm going to show this guy with the charge call. It's almost like the officials feel like nowadays they're part of the action as well, and everybody will tell you a good official you never notice. And I understand that there's an energy to the game or whatnot, but to me it seems like that the officiating, especially at that level, they feel like they're part of the Final Four show now. And now it's I'm going to make the big call, or I'm going to make the big block call or the charge call, and I'm going to get all into it. And it's just kind of like, just make the call and let's go. It's like you're not. I'm not here to watch you officiate.
This may be different. Here's what I'll say. I officiated in college, did Legion baseball. I mean, I'm just saying I've done it. What I was told at a very young age was, you know what? Sometimes you're going to have a tough call. Sell the call.
Oh.
So there's a difference.
Sell the call, but not sell yourself as check me out, that type of thing.
But I think that's a very fine line. So different people can interpret that differently.
Right. And as a guy who has to deal with officials on a regular basis, I'm always going to side on the we're not here to watch you guy. Mm-hmm. And that's probably where I come in with a different thing. I feel like when I'm watching NCAA basketball that these referees, whether it be at a Husker game where you're not on television, they feel like they're part of the show. You know, they feel like I'm on the big stage too, and I think that's a very unfortunate thing. I really felt like, you know, they kind of let them play early. That's why I think there was so many missed layups or whatnot, because it seemed like there was bodies flying everywhere. And then it seemed like in the second half to me, with about 13 minutes to go, now we started getting the whistles blown everywhere. And I just felt like that they went in ebb and flow. And then in the last 3 minutes, they kind of just put their, you know, my whole thing is, if you're going to call it tight, then call it tight. You know, if we're going to have 50 whistles to set the tone that we're not going to allow the hand checking and the pushing, well, then guess what? When your guy's got five fouls, you'll learn that you can't do that. But then you can't go to the other side of it. And so I think the officials have a very difficult job. But, man, they're not doing themselves any favors with how they're officiating all the way from top to bottom throughout the entire tournament. And I think that's something that the NCAA is going to have to look at and say is, how do we improve this? Is there need to be a four-man crew? I mean, are they big? Is it they're so big and so fast now that, you know, a three-man crew can't cover all the angles and can't do all those types of things. So you almost got to get to a fourth guy, you know, type of thing. And although, you know, all those different things that kind of go into it. But I don't understand the national narrative that college basketball is broken. I don't get it. I don't understand it. I enjoy watching college basketball. I enjoy watching it more than the NBA. I agree with some of the national pundits who say you're comparing apples to oranges. It's basketball, but that don't mean it's the same level of basketball. You don't compare Major League Baseball to college baseball, and both guys are usually throwing 90. It's a different ebb and flow to the game. And so I think that the fact that I hate to say this, but I agree with Colin Cowherd from the standpoint of when you bring NBA announcers down to the college level, why is there this comparison and this debate between the pro game and the college game? I think most of us are watching the college basketball game because that's what we enjoy watching. And so I don't believe that this is the dead era or the bad era of college basketball or any of those types of things. I think college basketball needs to do some things. Shot clock, maybe, you know, maybe get some hands off the guys so that you can let the offenses kind of work. But I mean, I thought that you weren't allowed to put your hands on guys, and now it's just now you can just put your forearm and your elbow on them. And, you know, so I there's some things that they can clean up starting with officiating, but I think it's a great game. I think that, you know, if you're a fan of college basketball, I don't think it's broken.
I think we had a pretty good tournament. We had a lot more entertainment in the tournament than probably during the regular season. We're going to take a break here because Gina Johansson, new women's coach at Hastings College, going to join us. We are going to reveal our winner of the Doug and Daddy Bud Light Bracket Challenge. We've got a chance for you to win Nebraska spring game tickets. And our Cunningham's comedy clip is all coming up as well. But T&L Irrigation hopes that the weather could be like this often enough that you can have moisture in your field and on your crops whenever the case may be. But we all know that that isn't true, and that is not going to happen for you. Maybe some summers it seems like it rains all the time, but when it doesn't, they are there for you. T&L's hydrostatically powered pivot irrigation systems give you superior reliability, low maintenance, safety, and the simplicity of T&L's hydraulic design. Just a few of the reasons why T&L is like no other. Contact your local T&L pivot irrigation dealer today or go to TLIRR.com. TLIRR.com. T&L Irrigation Systems like no other. And we're back with more after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
So you work late, golf, played ball, whatever. You're thinking,
if I could just wait happy hour, I've got something good to eat after 10 at night.
Well, Jersey says come on in Monday through Thursday, 9 to 11, and enjoy late night happy hour. For everyone who wishes they hadn't missed happy hour. And they're serving food till 11.
Seriously, why didn't I think of this?
Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. North 2nd Avenue, Vista Point Shopping Center.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farming is your livelihood, and we understand that. After all, the companies of Farm Bureau Financial Services were originally founded to serve the unique insurance and financial services needs of farmers. Contact Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney and learn how they make it simple to help you select the coverage that's right for you today and provide options for the future of your growing operation. Call Rich Peters or Matt Myers in Kearney today. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Mainly cloudy skies today. Scattered showers possible early on. High temperatures then near 58. Tonight, rain showers moving back in, a low of 42. Scattered showers and storms Wednesday.
Right now, 45.
I didn't think Shining Moment was near as good yesterday.
Doug and Daddy Show, Doug Duda, Damon Day, UNK baseball coach, back with us here on ESPN Radio. One Shining Moment, I watched it again this morning, and it was good.
It
was shorter, and it seems like they take on more of the last game. The longer this has gone on, there's more highlights from the last, from the Final Four and in the championship game make up about a third of the 3 minutes that they went with last night. But it still has a little bit of everything, and I don't know. I mean, you just want to see your team in a neat moment.
Right.
Make one shining moment, and I don't know that they got all. I don't know that they can get all 68 teams in there. And there's an interesting one. I didn't see anybody from the first four get in on that. And I may have to watch it again. But hey, I thought those Tuesday games counted. Hey, apparently not. I didn't see some big run by Ole Miss coming back to beat BYU. Yeah, I remember the start of the tournament. Do you? Some of those games were very important. And congratulations to Tim Rutan from Kearney in the tiebreaker, a winner over Kurt Schmidt from Kearney, with Duke winning the national championship in sadness for Dirk from Hazard. He did fall, but to 12th, but he goes from a TV to a $25 gift card to Cunningham's, which is great, and I'm not demeaning that at all, but the grand prize and the fall off. So the television from Russell's Appliance and Electronics goes to Tim Rutan from Kearney. Kurt Schmidt from Kearney will pick up Kansas City Royals baseball tickets, parking pass for a weekend or a weekday whenever he wants to go down to a Royals game. I think my sources tell me that he is a big Royals fan, so hopefully that works out well from Kurt. And then Mike Kenton from Gibbon is going to pick up the $100 Cunningham's gift card. We've got a bunch of $50 gift cards and a whole lot more. And I'll check and see with my prize department if all of this is up on our webpage yet. If not, it will be. But congratulations and thanks to the many, many folks that entered. As always, our Doug and Daddy contests have the best prizes and more prizes than any other sports radio show in the state of Nebraska. We're proud of that, and we thank all of our great sponsors, including Russell's Appliance and Electronics, Cunningham's, the Kansas City Royals, Buffalo Wild Wings, Big Daddy's Deli, and so many, many more. So congratulations to all of those folks. We have had so many coaching changes here, and as you know, Damon, whether it's on the high school front, the UNK front, now because of UNK hiring Kerry Hofstetter, Hastings College was looking for a new coach. They're going through an athletic director process as well. But I'll have to say that they kind of kept this quiet over at Hastings. They informed us last night that they were going to be having a press conference today. And then when they released the name of the new coach, I just had to smile. And I smile because she smiles all the time. I don't think maybe twice in life, and that's probably when I've seen her maybe lose a basketball game, which hardly ever happened. Gina Johansson named the new head women's basketball coach at Hastings College, and she joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Gina, hey, congratulations, and it's great to have you back.
Well, thank you very much. It's good to be back and good to talk to you guys.
Well, now your cronies, and by that I mean sisters, ex-coaches, people like that, have been telling me for a while that you were looking to get back to this area. Was that the biggest reason that you took the Hastings College job?
Yeah, I mean, it was obviously a big reason. I've been down in Dallas for 5 years and enjoyed my time there and have a sis that lives there. But, you know, I've always wanted to get back to the Midwest, always wanted to get back to Nebraska. You know, so that's a big reason. But another huge reason is Hastings College is a really, really good job. You know, obviously my oldest sister played here. I know the tradition they have. You know, I've had great teams, great resources, great facilities. You know, so it's a really good job, and it's nice to be back as well. So they both, it just kind of worked out.
Gina Johansson joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, the new head coach at Hastings College. Were you searching this out? Did they contact you? How did the process work?
Patty Satoris originally contacted me about a week ago, but it was basically me hoping she would contact. And if she wasn't going to contact me, I was probably going to call her within the day. But she happened to call me, I think, last Tuesday, and I was actually flying home for Easter. And so it just kind of worked out that I was able to come to campus on Wednesday and kind of go from there.
What have you learned, as we said, from not just your playing days, but as you've made your stops along the coaching stint and now been the head coach at the University of Dallas the last 5 years, everybody has to think that they're a little bit better at their job the more time they put into it. So what has made you a better coach now than when you took the job at Dallas?
You know, just experience. And being a head coach is different, and it's nice to have the experience. I've been there for 5 years. You know, and you just get thrown into different situations, and not only just game experience, but with recruiting and dealing with other people on campus. You know, so it's kind of nice to have that under your belt. And then with all of the other stops along the way, you know, the big thing I've learned is in order to be a good coach, you have to have really good players. You know, there's only a certain amount you can do. And that's one of the nice things about Hastings. You get good players here. They obviously have them now, and just continue with that with the recruiting and making sure we bring really good student athletes in here that fit the Hastings College mold.
What about recruiting? What was it like down there in Texas, and how will it be different here in Nebraska since you have the roots here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Texas is a little bit different. I was at a Division III school, so we couldn't offer athletic scholarships. And we got a ton of out-of-state students to come to University of Dallas. You know, I think about 60% of our students were out-of-state. And so it was just different. It was just kind of, you know, finding, you still had to find the right kid that would fit the mold. We're a small liberal arts school, similar to Hastings. You know, but you still had to find those kids. You just had to look in different places. You know, at Hastings, it will hopefully be a lot of Nebraska kids, a lot of Midwest kids. You know, obviously you have to go out and find them and recruit them, but it will be a little bit closer to home as well. But still the same old small liberal arts school, good academic school. You have to find student athletes that will really fit that and can excel here.
Gina, what do you know about your team, and what has Coach Hofstetter, I was told she was at the press conference today, what has she told you about what you have to work with?
I didn't see her if she was there. So I haven't talked to Carrie about anything. Just based on what Coach Perone, the assistant coach, had said and Patty has said, and, you know, just looking at stats is all I really know right now. Hopefully within the next week or so, I can watch the film and then also sit down with the returning players and you know, hopefully the newcomers as well and kind of see what we have to work with. But, you know, I'm assuming there's a lot left in the cupboard here and you know, we have a lot to work with and can have another successful year next year.
Gina, is it too early to tell us about the staff? Will Coach Perone or any of the assistants be staying on, or will you be bringing in some of your own folks?
You know, I'm hoping they'll stay. I would love for them to stay. You know, it's kind of up to them at this point, though, obviously. But if it was up to me, I would love to keep them on. You know, Coach Brown's been here a year. Heard that he's done a great job and, you know, has a lot of connections and obviously knows the current team really well. So that would be my like. But I'd, you know, have to sit down directly with him and see. But hopefully he'll be here next year with me as well.
Tell the folks what kind of style they're used to, this G-Pack style of putting some points on the board and needing to be good enough to play defense. But what's Coach Johansson's style?
Yeah, I like to get up and down the court as well. I think it's fun for the players to play that way. It's fun for the fans to watch, you know, much better than walking the ball up and, you know, sit in the zone and everything. So I prefer to push the ball as much as possible and then try to get into more of a motion offense with some principles to it as well, and then run some sets, you know, if we need to, or trying to get a certain player the ball. And then defensively, you know, man-to-man mainly. If we need to play zone or press, we'll do that a little bit, but mainly man. But you look at the GPAC, and it, just looking at stats and standings, it's teams look like they couldn't really score. So hopefully we can do something to slow them down a little bit. But it's a fun style to watch. It's a fun style to play, and hopefully we can continue with that.
Gina, what about coming into the toughest conference in the NAIA? I mean, Hastings College finished fifth this year, and they're the third best team of the conference. You're taking on a responsibility where basically you've got to be a national championship type of team to even win this conference.
Yeah, it's obviously very, very tough. And, you know, the Final Four this year were all GPAC schools. You know, so it's going to be tough, but it's also going to be fun and challenging. And if you know, want to come to Hastings and play other good schools and see where you're at as a player, you know, that challenge is here. And I think you'd much rather have it like that than you know, not being in a good conference and not having good competition. You know, this is a challenge, but it should be fun, and hopefully we can embrace it.
Gina Johansson with us for another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show, the new head women's basketball coach at Hastings College, replacing Carrie Hofstetter, who takes the job at UNK last week. Now, Gina, there was an opening at Centura. Did you apply there?
I did not apply there. You know, I've talked to Coach. Kind of hard to believe that she's actually retired and won't be on the sidelines anymore. But decided not to apply there and tried to stay in the college ranks.
Well, obviously, Coach Mettenbrink with her Hastings ties and Coach Sartorius. And how much did you talk to them? What did they tell you about coming in and weighing your decision to take this job?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I talked to Coach kind of before it opened, just about things and the process about things. And, you know, obviously Patty's been a big help as well. But just growing up in the area and coming to the games when I was little, I kind of knew everything, all the great things Hastings has to offer, you know. And I talked about today, you know, Patty could have told me all the negative things here, and I still would have taken the job just because I think it's a great job. There's so many positive things here. There's great people. And, you know, I can't wait to get started with things.
What's the first thing you'll tell the girls when you meet them on the team?
I actually met them this morning at 7 a.m. I don't know if they'll remember it, if they were still asleep or not. But, you know, I just kind of went through my background a little bit and see if they had any questions about anything. And then hopefully, you know, I can maybe meet with them more one-on-one. It was just a group setting and, you know, not a ton of questions. You know, so once I get back here, meet with them one-on-one and you know, kind of go through things to see if they have any concerns or any questions then. You know, but just talking about, and Patty said it as well, that it's not a rebuilding process, it's a reloading process, you know, at Hastings, and talking about continuing with this tradition that has been built.
And finally, Gina, I mean, sometimes I forget this. I mean, I've known you since you were bouncing the basketball around at Centura. For those Hastings College alum or even the players that don't know Gina Johansson because you have been gone for a little bit, what kind of coach is Hastings College getting?
Hopefully a good one, right? yeah, you know, I think that I'll bring some certain things, certain qualities. You know, I work very hard at things. And you know, I like to build relationships with current players, former players, you know, and so I think there'll be some stuff that will hopefully be some positives here as well, and we can continue with the tradition here.
Now, Coach Day, my co-host today, doesn't have a lot of background knowledge about you or the Hastings job, but I know he does have one question, and so I'll pass that along here. Does Notre Dame have a chance tonight?
No. I hate to say it.
See, she's on. That was your test. That was your test. Now we know that the honesty is shining through.
Yeah, even, Notre Dame's probably going to win by like 15 now.
No, I wish, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, I don't think so either. UConn's pretty impressive.
Well, Gina, I know it's going to be a busy day for you, and it's going to be great working with you here. I look forward to chatting with you over the next however many seasons you're with Hastings College. So congratulations on the job, and, hey, we'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Take care. Gina Johansson, the new head women's basketball coach at Hastings College, and great to have her aboard.
Oh, man, she's She's got to be on cloud nine. I mean, when you get a new job and get that opportunity, it's like everything's going a million miles an hour, and you got to answer all the questions, and then you get to meet with your team, and it's like, wow, this is you know. So I'm sure it's a whirlwind day for her, but I'm sure that they will continue to keep that machine that is Hastings College women's basketball rolling.
Well, she, like I said, she's a worker, and it comes from her family. It comes from the coaches. It comes from playing at Nebraska. So she's got the pedigree, definitely. And there are a handful of people that can seem to smile all the time and be positive. Jimmy, I've never asked him on the air how Mr. Langan can always be so positive all the time, but he just has that attitude, and I wish I had it. I wish everybody had it, but Gina is one of those people, so that's what you're getting at Hastings College. So
kind of like myself, you know,
yeah,
especially during games, always smiling,
yeah.
You know, always smiling. Always.
You made it through this weekend, right?
Gregarious, and
you survived every inning?
Yes, I did.
I didn't hear any bad news.
Nope.
Everything went. We're going to talk about Loper baseball against Emporia State because it's every. That's why sports is great. Momentum and things are so shifting and so funny. And we're right now, speaking of funny, I want to get to Cunningham's comedy night coming up on Thursday, and we've talked about our Bud Light bracket challenge and all the winners from Cunningham's and Russell's Appliance, but we can still make you a winner with our Cunningham's comedy contest. What we're going to do here in just a moment is play a comedy clip. It's either from a television show, a movie. We've even had some stand-up acts. All you have to do is tell us the movie, the TV show, or maybe an actor or actress or stand-up comedian. Just basically anything that has any reference to our comedy clip. We'll give you plenty of ways to give us the answer. You can email our Dent Popper inbox. We post it on our Facebook page so you can listen to it time and time again. Give us the answer. Or you can call the Cunningham's Comedy Contest line, 308-646-0506, 308-646-0506. We give away two tickets to the Thursday night early show coming up at Cunningham's. And this week, oh, it's a special one for you because they're bringing in a hypnotist. They're bringing in a hypnotist this week, and those are always fun. The Sandman is coming in, a hypnotist for this Thursday night at Cunningham's. The early show is at 7:30, but come on in. It's a lunch show, so they serve at 6:30. That way you're ready to go at 7:30. They also have a late night show at 10:30. And here is this week's Cunningham's comedy clip. And it is oh so timely.
Let's go while we're young.
You mind, sir, trying to tee off?
I bet you slice into the woods $100.
Gambling is illegal at Bushwood, sir, and I never slice.
Damn! Okay, you can owe me.
I owe you nothing!
Well, you high school, college kids might not know that, but the rest of us do. And it definitely has a theme this week.
What a classic.
We could sit here for the rest of the hour and recite this one. If you know the answer, you can email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Leave your answer on our Facebook page or call the Cunningham's Comedy Contest line at 308-646-0506. And all you have to do is leave us the answer and then name, and we will get a hold of you. Someone's going to win our Cunningham's Comedy Contest and head to Cunningham's Comedy Night with the Sandman, the hypnotist, on Thursday night. When we come back, we're going to talk Hastings College football with head coach Tony Harper. We've got spring game tickets to give away and a whole lot more right after this.
The Nebraska Danger football team is tearing up the indoor gridiron, and your next chance to see them in action is this Friday night at the Heartland Event Center. The Nebraska Danger will clash with the Cedar Rapids Titans, presented by Seneca. Kickoffs at 7, plus it's Pink Out Night. The first 1,000 fans get a free Danger coupon book. So get your game tickets now at the Heartland Event Center box office, area pump and pantry stores, or on Ticketmaster. Visit DangerFootball.com for more information. Danger Football. By Pump and Pantry.
Today, buyers need the OneRocky.com edge. Finding out first is what gives you the best chance of finding the right home. Kearney's best real estate website just got better with customized listing notifications sent right to your email. As soon as a new listing meeting your criteria becomes available, you'll be notified. Log on to OneRocky.com and get signed up now.
Yo, this is Rocky. My customized listing service is not junk email. We don't even collect data. It's just my way of putting you first in the hunt for the right home.
Put Rocky Geyser in your corner because he cares.
OneRocky.com. It's spring cleaning time once again. This year, you can offer a fresh start to someone in your community and a fresh start for things you no longer need by donating things from your closets, basements, or garage to Goodwill. So dig a little, donate a lot, while you get yourself and your home off to a fresh start this spring. You'll be helping someone else live independently. Go to work and get a fresh start. Learn more online at goodwillne.org.
Doing it right makes such a difference.
Since the dawn of time, the land has been nurtured, first by the hands of nature and then by the hands of man. Farming is a way of life here. Today's farmer has a feel for the land, a knowing touch that shows in the riches of the harvest. And for years, they've depended on CHS Agri Service Center to help them. CHS is a locally owned and locally controlled, so the people behind the counters and on the phones are the people you've known for years, people you can rely on. There's a CHS Service Center near you, and always here at chsagri.com.
Don't miss the first home series of the season as your AL champs take on the Chicago White Sox at the K. Great seats still available on Wednesday at 7:10 for Student Night, presented by Inc. Magazine, with happy hour specials and live music from Katie Guillen and the girls. Get your tickets for Thursday, where you can claim your limited edition Charlie Hustle brand t-shirt and a seat in Gordo Nation for just $30. Opening pitch at 1:10. Get your tickets at Royals.com or Hy-Vee, and together, we'll make this season forever Royal.
Money Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. The Midway Auto Dealerships are located on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or you can check them out online at thinkmidway.com. How about a GMC? A crossover with a compromise. Right now, you get 0% APR for 5 years, plus $500 purchase bonus cash on the 2015 GMC Acadia with qualified credit. And Midway's clearing out those last 2014 models. You'll get 0% APR for 60 months when you purchase a new 2014 Sierra light-duty regular cab truck. Check out Midway's full inventory at thinkmidway.com or visit them today. Don't forget to like them on Facebook. And they have always got a few special deals out there. Maybe they're giving away some tickets to events, just letting you know what's going on around the area, or if they've got something going on, just need a little work on your vehicle, maybe tire rotation, oil change, they have a few special deals up there for you as well. ThinkMidway.com. Well, today, spring practice begins, and this is more like spring football weather. It won't be too hot for the Hastings College Broncos, and head coach Tony Harper joins us here this morning. Coach, good morning, and you waited a while to get practice going, and they have rewarded you for it with this cool weather? I don't know. How do you feel?
Well, we're excited to have spring ball and get out there and do something and kind of see how we did in the off season, everything like that. But I told you all about a month or so ago, since we moved spring ball back, we're going to have nice weather. And then the first day, you know, it's either going to rain, snow, or do something. But it's a great opportunity for us to get outside and get a little wet and have some fun.
Why such a late start? What went into that thinking?
Well, it was two things. And one was, you know, we started about a week and a half before spring break the last couple of years, and it never failed. We always had to cancel a practice and scoop snow off the turf and move some scheduling around and do some different things like that. And, you know, in my infinite wisdom, I thought, you know what, I'm going to avoid that this year and move it all the way back into April. And by golly, didn't we have like 70-degree weather all the way up through spring break. So that was the number one reason, because we wanted to get all of our practice schedules in. And the second reason is we had spread spring ball out so long that, to be honest with you, I think it kind of got a little drudgery for the guys. So, and that falls on us as coaches to kind of pick that up. And we thought, you know, if we can get four practices in a week, then the guys don't have time to feel sore and different things like that. We can get her done and get them focused and get ready for finals.
Tony Harper, Hastings College football coach, is joining us here. And we touched on that at the beginning of the show today. How does that, with the late, you guys wrap up, if everything goes well, on May the 2nd, how does that affect getting so close to dead week, finals week?
You know, I think what it does for us and what we do over here is we require all of our guys or all of our newcomers, they got to go to our learning lab here on campus and make sure they get their study hours in and everything like that. And it's easy to have those guys do that in the fall because there's that light at the end of the tunnel on Saturday that, man, we got a game, so we got to make sure we're getting in there and we're getting our studies done and doing what we're asking of them to do and everything. So having spring ball going up into that, kind of the light at the end of that tunnel is that practice on Saturday, and the guys understand, hey, if I don't get my hours, coach ain't going to let me practice on Saturday, so I got to get my hours, get that stuff in there. And it makes the guys focus going right up into that finals. About a week before finals is when our guys will be done with spring ball, so they have that entire week to study hard and finish all their assignments. And it just kind of keeps them in the mindset of, it's game week, I got things to do, let's manage my schedule, manage my time, and get everything done appropriately so I can get out there on that field and do what I'm supposed to do.
Coach Harper, Damon Day here, and spring season upon you. What are some goals? What are some things that you really are hoping to get accomplished here during your spring season?
We got about two or three goals, and number one is, as a whole team, we got to compete better. You know, I was talking to Mike Will the other day, and he asked me the same question, and I go, number one, without a doubt, is we got to compete. You know, there was times in the past year that, you know, we got popped in the mouth first and we didn't respond very well. So we got to make sure we're competing out there on the practice field. We're trying to win that drill and beat that guy that's across from us. Number two for us, we, with the tweaks going in on defense, we got to get a lot better on defense. So we'll be able to do a lot more individual time to work on those finer points, whether it's the fit, the tackling, the new coverages that Coach Mandelko is bringing with him. So we could clean that up. And then offensively, you know, we're putting in a brand-new system with Coach Mollering taking over the offensive coordinator duties. So it's going to allow us to really break that down and take our time while we're installing everything offensively.
I'm going to get you a shock collar. You know that.
And every time, why is that?
Every time you give me that compete coach speak stuff, I'm gonna push the button. That's our new rule this year.
Fair. You probably heard it. That's like the catchphrase for all of us coaches, isn't it?
Tony Harper. Yeah, it's a good one. It's a good one. Tony Harper joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Head coach Hastings College. They begin practice this afternoon. What about the tweaks that you have had to make with Coach Holdscott coming over to Kearney and the changes that you've got there?
Well, you know, first off, Coach Holzclaw going over there, he did a great job installing his philosophy and his plan here the last 5 years, I think it was. You know, there's a great foundation that he laid here along with Coach Mori and Coach Kamara. But with everything, regardless of who's here coaching and who's doing what and job titles and all that other good stuff, as a good coach, you always got to look and see, okay, what's somebody else doing that's maybe going to fit into our system, or maybe we can tweak their philosophy into our system to make us better. And with Coach Mollering taking the whole system over as the offensive coordinator, I've coached against him when he was at other institutions. I know his philosophy. His philosophy is an up-tempo, let's take it to the defense. He's going to spread the wealth around. He's not going to find one receiver or one running back and ride it until their legs fall off. And I think that's a good thing, and that's going to be a little bit of an adjustment for the guys, is we want constant rotation in the backfield at receiver. So that means I got to be focused. Just because I'm on the sidelines watching a specific drill or competition, I got to listen to what Coach Moe or Coach Kamara or Coach McCauley are saying, because at a moment's notice, man, bam, my number's going to get called, and I got to go up there and answer the bell. So it's going to be a lot. It's going to be fun watching those guys, because I know the tempo for them is going to be a little bit different than what it has been.
Coach Tony Harper, Hastings College. Obviously, there's some spots that you need to fill. Talk about where you'll be looking at some new starters this year and how that will have to catch your eye here in spring ball.
Offensively, again, we're going to go back to the offense, because, you know, last year our offense was number two overall in the conference, and again, that goes credit to the coaches and the players. It was equal, you know, responsibility for that. But we got to replace some guys that were two, three, sometimes four-year starters. You know, we got to replace the All-American Tanner Paxton and All-Conference tight end Jordan Wallman and All-Conference quarterback Matt Overmiller. So those three positions right there are ones that we are going to take a hard, long look at this spring. And, you know, we're not into the whole we're going to see who makes it at the quarterback. You know, we're saying right now Jason Gaines will be going into spring ball as our number one quarterback. He will get the majority of the reps. He finished the season last year for us, you know, leading us into a 3-1 record. And Jason has solidified that honor and that opportunity to continue to go through spring ball as the number one guy, but he's going to get pushed or competed against for that job. Offensive line-wise, we got to get some guys solidified there. But in reality, we return guys with at least five of those guys that have starting experience because we lost one guy halfway through the season. We just got to move some different guys around, you know, and tight end Jake Reynoso. But again, also, you know, we got to make sure our coaches are saying the same thing and on the same page. And I know those guys will, but anytime you replace a coach with another coach, you don't take a step back, but you got to make sure you're on the same page and you're coaching it the same way and we're all going in the same direction, which I know those guys will be on the offense.
Tony, when you've got a lot of kids vying for time and they know they're not going to start, they're battling to be the backup or the three or the four, do you take a kid like Jason Gaines and say, listen, guys, Jason earned the spot, then he comes in, he fills in admirably, and that's why he is going to be number one right now? I mean, do you point instances like that out? Because sometimes through the rigors and the heat of fall camp and spring ball, it's hard to kind of keep that focus.
Without a doubt, and you hit it right on the head, Jason is the perfect example of that. I mean, this guy, he's going to be going into his junior year. You know, he's set behind Matt for a couple years. You know, unfortunately with Matt's injury, Jason was kind of forced up to it. And it's a perfect example of, guys, if you do what you're asked to do, if you do what you're supposed to do on the field, just as importantly, off the field, whether it's classroom, you know, in the dorm room, whatever it may be, that you got to see that there is a light at the end of the tunnel. So Jason is a great example. We've got other guys. For example, we have an offensive lineman by the name of Tyler Schuster who's going into his senior year. He's one of those guys that started part of the season last year at offensive line, didn't really see the field as a freshman or sophomore. And if you want to get to the level we want to get to where we're competing for championships and an opportunity to play in the postseason, most of the time, the teams that do that aren't the guys that are starting freshmen. They're the guys that are starting juniors and seniors. So when you can walk out a guy in spring ball and be like, listen, this is what we're expecting you to be. This is the path. These are the steps that you got to take. It just adds credibility instead of a coach standing up there and saying, hey, guys, if you follow what we're supposed to or follow what we're saying to do, this is what's going to happen. Well, you know, those guys, that'll go in one ear and out the other. Now we have documentation that, hey, here's what's going to happen if you stay true to the course. And it's a challenge, but it's a fun challenge.
Coach, I know that today you're excited about spring football starting, but I really got to ask you, does Notre Dame have a chance tonight versus UConn in the women's basketball final?
Now, that is way out of left field, and here's what I'm going to tell you. No, UConn.
Oh, man, I can't buy a guest to get on board with me today.
We're going to have to call South Bend to get you a yes.
I would. We would have to find – I don't even know if we'll find somebody in South Bend that would give me a yes.
It's going to be tough. Well, Coach, take it easy on your new women's basketball coach over there. No rookie hazing, okay?
I can speak for myself. Yeah, I'll take it easy, but you never know with Coach Mo and what he's got going on.
There is no doubt about it. Hey, we'll talk with you later in spring camp, Coach. Keep him healthy, all right?
I appreciate y'all having me on. Have a good day.
Tony Harper, head football coach at Hastings College, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's take a look at our Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Our question yesterday: Kentucky men's basketball coach John Calipari has been elected to the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame. Is this a good thing? I don't even have to ask because we've already heard from Coach Day. 58% said no, it's not a good thing. 42% said yes. Today, Gino Auriemma going for his 10th national title as head women's basketball coach at Connecticut, which would tie UCLA men's coach John Wooden for the most wins all time among college basketball things. Is this a good thing?
I think it's a great thing for Gino Auriemma. I don't think it's very good for women's basketball.
Yeah, I think it's fine. It's good. I'll vote yes. I mean, heck, congratulations on being as dominant as you are at your sport. Now you've just made everybody else mad, and they can't wait for you to go down and go down in flames. So vote now on our Midtown Mark Cooler question at ESPNSuperstation.com, ESPNSuperstation.com. As we go to our final break here, I've got a family four-pack of tickets to Saturday's spring game. If you, you're going to get one chance to win this week on the spring game tickets, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. And because he's in studio, we will ask a Notre Dame question today. Notre Dame last won the national championship in women's basketball in 2001. Which Big Ten women's team did they beat in the finals? 68-66 in a game played at St. Louis, Missouri. Should have been packed with these two teams there. Which Big Ten team did Notre Dame defeat in the women's national championship in 2001? The first correct caller will get four tickets to the spring game. And we will be back with more right after this.
I'm a business owner, and we called Kearney Cretin Block when we needed a new and inviting-looking driveway.
We called Kearney Cretin Block when we decided to do a fire pit and patio. You should be calling Kearney Cretin Block and Christensen Concrete for all your concrete and masonry supplies. Let the professionals help you enhance the beauty and value of your home and business. Kearney Cretin Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations one block at a time.
A couple months back, my wife had an accident. Everybody was all right, but her car was a mess. She was all upset, but I told her it's no big deal because we have insurance and the body shop at Crossroads Ford. Crossroads can do it all, from door dings and hail damage to fender benders and major bodywork. Her car was looking like new in no time and with no insurance hassles. Well, thanks to a deer, now it's my turn. Thankfully, they work on all makes and models. Small enough to know you, big enough to help you. Crossroads Ford, North 2nd Avenue, Kearney.
Here's some good policy from your local agent at Auto Owners Insurance. When your insurance policy comes from us, it comes with something extra, a real person. Don't buy from an insurance company with an 800 number and voicemail menu. Auto Owners Insurance operates exclusively through local independent agencies here to help you with all of your insurance needs 24/7. Now that's a good policy. Visit your local Auto Owners Insurance agent, the Kroll Agency in Minden, Kennesaw, Roseland, and Hastings.
Hastings Physical Therapy, the standard for excellence in one-on-one care, is proud to offer Hastings' first and only on-site aquatic therapy pool, featuring state-of-the-art heated therapy pool technology with private locker rooms. Providers to Hastings College, The Danger, and South Central Nebraska. Make us your choice when you need physical therapy. Open 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. and conveniently located next to Applebee's on Osborne Drive West. Visit HastingsPhysicalTherapy.com to tour all of our services or call 402-462-2665.
Back in time, a caveman, his name was Ugg, got tired of gathering nuts and berries, decided that meat was a neat treat.
Mine too.
Ugg was the first human carnivore. Ugg inspired others to try meat. They liked it too. So Ugg now serves as the spokes caveman for Carnivore's Meat Supply. Dozens of cuts of fresh beef, pork, chicken, and fish. Early carnivores used to have to knock on cave doors to find meat. All you need to do is head to Carnivore's Meat Supply, west off 281 on Old Potash Highway.
Let's go. Ain't no way they can stop me now. Cause I'm on my way. I can feel my ring coming. It's the blood of a champion. Moving deep inside my veins. Super pride to be running.
Doug and Daddy's show. Congratulations to Jason from Hartwell. Not a lot of people can have that Hartwell address because it's a small community. He knew the answer. Purdue fell to the Notre Dame women 2001 title game, 68-66. Are you on the side, Damon Day, and congratulations on the spring game tickets. We'll give away another family four-pack tomorrow. Are you on the side that if Notre Dame lost 68-66 tonight, that would be better or worse than losing 91-54?
I'm a big guy. I'm a big fan of just shoot me. So 91-54 would feel a lot better than 68-66. As a coach, 68-66, you feel like you could have done something. 91-54, you're not. You can coach into your purple in the face and not have, you know. It's the one run, the two run games that rip your heart out, yeah, more so than the 8, 9, 10 run games.
That's interesting. That's interesting the way you put that. If it's a 2-point game as the coach, you kind of, and I suppose as a player too, you figure, gosh dang it.
We were a shot, a rebound, a stop away, and when you're blown out by 40, you're like, we were only 15 stops away or 20 shot, more shots made. So I feel like the closer a game, the tougher they are to lose.
Is it hard to believe in this day and age that in a championship game of any level, high school, college, pro, that you can have, a 17-point spread, or this, that you could have.
I think in college basketball is the only one. I think, if the tournament plays out right, Kentucky could have been a 17-point favorite in the Final Four if you get one of those Cinderella stories like a VCU or George Mason. So in a tournament bracket, I think this is kind of something, but not when you have two number one seeds going up against each other, do you get a 17-point spread? I think that in the NCAA tournament, there's been some games where you're like, that team beat that team, which now we got a 12 seed versus a 1 seed. I can see how the spread would be, but never when it's two number one seeds.
Let's hear about Loper baseball. I touched on it earlier. When you lost the first game to Emporia State on Thursday in a key series, you want to show at home that, and it went 2-2. So most of the time, the general public go, 2-2. They're a good team. You're a good team. 2-2 is how it should be. You're at home. You want 3-1. You were a swing away from going down 0-2, having to play the second game of a doubleheader, and knowing that no matter how good you play the rest of the way, the best you can do is 2-2. You get the Grand Slam home run, you make SportsCenter, you sweep the doubleheader. So then you got all the positive yay, and then you prolong the Easter egg hunt on Saturday with a 13-10 game that doesn't go your way. So that was kind of a roller coaster, am I right, this past weekend?
Yeah, it was. It was a fight. It was a good old fashioned college baseball street fight. They kind of punched first on Friday night when we didn't execute some things and do some things that we needed to do, and they won on Friday night, and then we kind of countered on Saturday with the Grand Slam to kind of really get us momentum for game number two, and Aaron Smith really kept that momentum going on the mound, and then offensively we just kind of kept adding, and so you go into Sunday with a chance to win it, and we give up 4 in the second, we give up 3 in the fifth, we give up 5 more in the seventh, and our hitters are trying and our offense is trying to kind of get over the hump, and you just can't give up that many big innings, you can't give up that many opportunities of scoring in a game. I was proud of our guys for kind of hanging in there, and our pitching staff on a tough day to pitch. We kind of got out of some jams, but we also let some jams kind of get bigger than they needed to get, and so we had swings of the bat there late to tie some things up and to push some more runs across. And unfortunately for us, we weren't able to get it done the way that we needed to get it done. But, that's been the big question everyone has asked. Are you happy with 2-2? No, I'm not happy with 2-2. Am I satisfied with 2-2? I don't think you're ever satisfied as a coach. But you know what? This weekend could have really done some things to propel us, and they could have really done some things to shoot ourselves in the foot. And so, unfortunately, we went toe-to-toe with Emporia State, who I feel is the best baseball team in this conference, the best baseball program in this conference. We went toe-to-toe to them, with them, matched them punch for punch, and called a draw. And so, I'm not happy about it. I'm not upset about it. It's the same thing I told our guys. We're right there. We're a pitch, we're a swing, we're a play away from being 3-1. And that's what college baseball is. And so overall, it was a weekend. It was a weekend where we could have done some things and really made some hay. We didn't do that, but we also really we didn't fall flat on our face and fail.
So over a long season, you're never going to be perfect. So the pitchers actually did get roughed up for a weekend for once. How do you... And you mentioned how the conditions were. So how do you feel and what do you say as you get ready for this weekend's series with Missouri Western?
It's a tale of 3 days. And that's the thing about college baseball. Friday night, we didn't pitch very well. Saturday, we pitched phenomenal. Our rookie, Mitch Robinson, went out there and gave us every opportunity to win that baseball game, and we were able to get a swing of the bat late there in extra innings and do something with it. Aaron Smith comes out in game number 3 as a senior and just sets a tone and shuts them down. And then on Sunday, it seemed like we could buy the big out. We couldn't shut some things down. And so it's getting to that time of year where everyone's starting to fight. Everyone's starting to understand that, this is that time of year. And so, we had some great offensive performances this weekend. We had some not-so-great offensive performances this weekend. Our defense really let us down at times, but we had some really big defensive plays to really save us. And so, it's not like we were playing a team that wasn't good. I mean, they're ranked 15th in the country in some polls, 25th in some other polls. I mean, they weren't just going to lay down on Sunday and be like, oh, hey, we'll just let UNK do their thing. And so we're right where we need to be. You know, it's step-up time. I mean, I you don't ever want to get into the cliche business, but
I'll hit the shot collar on you.
Yeah,
you got Missouri Western this weekend.
We do.
Missouri Western.
You know, Missouri Western was a team that was in the NCAA Regional 2 years ago, and last year they were, I think they were the third seed and made it all the way to the Final Four in Kansas City. And Buzz Verduzco does a great job with their program, and they're talented. I mean, they're offensively going to do some things. They split with Missouri Southern, who's at the top of the conference. And, you know, so we're on the road in the MIAA, and that always makes it tough. You know, and so we got to kind of figure out how special do we want to make this season? How good do we want to be? And that's finding a way this weekend to be successful at Missouri Western. But it is that time of year where it's go time. I mean, there's 12 left. It's a sprint to the finish. And you got to, you know, you kind of got to put your big boy baseball pants on and go play.
Well, make sure they're big enough, okay?
There you go. Fair enough.
Hey, don't forget, also, the Huskers play tonight at Kansas State, 635 on the Breeze, 94.5. Hastings baseball hosts Kansas Wesleyan at 5. Mike Will with the call on 1230 KHAS, and the Hastings softball team will be hosting Concordia today as well. Nebraska football team back on the practice field tomorrow. Grand Island baseball scheduled to host Norfolk in a doubleheader today. In soccer, it'll be Kearney hosting Lexington, Hastings at York, and it is Holdridge taking on Grand Island Northwest. And our thoughts and prayers go out to the family of Doyle Trout. If you're in the wrestling community, a four-time state champion going to Wyoming. He's in an auto accident. His left leg amputated above the knee. It's just a horrible deal, but let's hope that he has a recovery from this point on. And I know the wrestling community rallies like no other. We want to thank the new head basketball coach, Gina Johansson, at Hastings College, and Hastings football coach, Tony Harper, for joining us. Tomorrow, Randy Bushcutter to pay up. And congratulations to Tim from Kearney.
You've been listening to a Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!
Our Bud Light Bracket Challenge winner, Damon, go get a four this weekend, all right?
We'll do our best.
We'll see you tomorrow.